Let us read it. We join with the earth and with each other to bring new life to the land, to restore the waters, to refresh the air. We join with the earth and with each other to renew the forests, to care for the plants, to protect the creatures. We join with the earth and with each other to celebrate the seas, to rejoice the sunlight, to sing the song of the stars. We join with the earth and with each other to recreate the human community, to promote justice and peace, to remember our children. We join with the earth and with each other. We join together as many and diverse expressions of one loving mystery for the healing of earth and the renewal of all life. We all need air, water, and food to live. The earth and its atmosphere gives all these. If we want fresh air and water in future, we must take care of our land, the air around us, and the water resources by not polluting them and by preventing people who try to do so. Earth is our home and also the home of many plants, trees, animals, birds, and insects. The trees are cut down and water bodies are polluted. Many creatures lose their homes. Some species from the animal and plant world are already extinct, and some are in danger of becoming extinct. We must protect them and take care of them. Forests, the green cover of the earth, must be looked after too. Can you imagine the night sky without stars? Do you like looking at the shimmering waters of the oceans and seas? On a cold winter day, have you ever wished for the sun to come out and warm you? We feel happy because we get to enjoy these wonderful gifts of nature. They are not only beautiful, but they also sustain, that is, preserve, protect, and support life. So this was something about stanza number 1, 2, and 3. The first three stanzas talk about caring for the land, air, water, plants, animals, and other natural objects. The focus is on the human world. The poet suggests that we should work together to make the human world a better place to live in. We should try to leave the earth in a good condition for the future generations. Don't you think so too? All human beings differ from each other in some way, but we share the same home, the earth, and must work collectively to protect and preserve it. This was about stanza number 4 and 5.